Look, it is very hard to watch, but there is new footage which has been released this afternoon of the rampage that occurred in Bourke Street in Melbourne this time last week. And the footage has been obtained by the Herald Sun newspaper, and I have now posted it up on the 2GB website, because we've seen some CCTV images of what happened on Bourke Street, but I don't think any of them have brought home the danger faced by, well, hundreds of people who were going about their business in Melbourne last Friday. So I've posted the video up online, and you can watch it for yourself, but when you see this footage, and this is taken from a new camera angle, you realise how fortunate we are in a way that hundreds, and I mean hundreds of people, weren't killed last Friday. Because this lunatic who was evading police after doing donuts outside Flinders Street Station, he drives down a road and all of a sudden, with no warning, he turns off the road, a right-hand turn, with the hazard lights on, and starts speeding down a footpath. And the moment he does, the reactions of the people surprise me. I don't know how people were able to react so quickly and jump out of the way, but there are people jumping out of the way left, right and centre. And no doubt there are some people who were unable to jump out of the way, and I don't know whether those killed were killed in this part of the CBD or another area. And it is difficult to watch, I want to warn you. It is hard to watch. But the video is up on 2GB.com for anyone who wants to get a greater understanding of what happened last Friday in Melbourne. The footage is up there right now, and it's there courtesy of the Herald Sun newspaper in Melbourne. Authorities are still investigating that plane crash, by the way, in Perth's Swan River yesterday, which killed two people. They believe that they'll have more information to share with everyone on that next week.